A grower starts each season looking forward to high yields. But reaching a soybean yield potential requires several favorable conditions as the season begins. Agronomic practices, such as choosing the right seed variety, planting early, and properly spacing seeds, all lay the groundwork for effective growth. However, early season insects and diseases, as well as nematodes, may impact plant establishment despite these efforts. Worse, these pests can harm developing plants without immediate symptoms, making lower than expected soybean yields come as a surprise when seed treatment is no longer an option. Among the most destructive pests soybeans encounter throughout the season are soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN. According to the University of Minnesota, yield losses from SCN damage can exceed $1.5 billion annually in the U.S. alone. These microscopic roundworms diminish yield by infecting vulnerable soybean roots. The parasite attaches to the roots and feeds off of nutrients that are intended as nourishment for the growing plant. Unfortunately, infestation goes unnoticed if growers can't see the pest. Only the adult female with its lemon cyst-like shaped color is visible to the human eye without magnification, making early detection even more difficult. Experts at the University of Minnesota recommend growers check a sampling of their soybean plant roots early in the season for the presence of adult female SCNs. Growers may also submit soil samples to a testing facility to determine the severity of SCN populations in a field. Samples should be collected at points where tillage equipment enters the field, as well as near fence lines and tree lines where wind blows soil and where runoff water settles, as these are three primary ways SCN spread. If found, growers may take measures to prevent future economic loss. Planting seed varieties that contain SCN resistance offers the first line of defense. Growers may also choose to rotate to non-host crops for a period of time to reduce the number of SCN present in the soil. Although these options can prevent SCN populations from increasing, a nematicide seed treatment that inhibits SCN reproduction and feeding is an additional instrument to be used. Considerations in curbing the population in the field minimizes the chances that a soybean plant will become infected with fungal diseases that enter through damaged roots, according to the University of Minnesota. For example, damage from rhizoctonia usually presents itself early in the season and can cause seedling loss, known as damping off, according to the University of Illinois. Experts recommend planting seeds in warm, well-drained soil and using a proper seed treatment to combat rhizoctonia and increase the likelihood of seedling emergence and growth success. In addition to yield-robbing diseases, emerging seedlings and growing plants require protection from early season insects that feed off of stems and leaves, like the soybean aphid. This small, greenish-yellow insect colonizes early season soybeans, crowding the plant while sucking nutrients. A seed treatment containing an insecticide can provide protection from insect pests during this critical growth stage. Properly and frequently managing soil conditions and scouting fields for pests that harm young soybeans is key to making profitable choices. In 2014, utilizing seed treatments that include insecticides, fungicides, and nematicides increases the likelihood that soybean plants will start strong so farmers can grow more soybeans.